Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. If you're following the show and you listen to the show, I was recently in Tryon, Georgia, in Northwest Georgia, as we recognized the I Matter effort in Chattooga County. It was founded because of suicide. Two young people had taken their lives, and then Coach Michael Farmer, as well as Coach Blaine Woody, decided that they wanted to start an effort for the youth in their community in Northwest Georgia. I was proud to drive over there and support their effort. And today we are focusing on Northwest Alabama and North Alabama, as I have with me Rebecca Jones. Rebecca Jones is sharing a story that's rooted in love, loss, and a powerful legacy that continues to make a difference. Her son Kyle lost his life to suicide, and she started the Kyle Jones Foundation. And right now, Rebecca's with me as we share about this effort, what she would like to accomplish, what the mission is, and how you can be part of this effort. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Rebecca.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you. Let's talk about Kyle. Let's talk about his story. What kind of guy was he?
Kyle was that kid that everybody loved. Like, you couldn't help it. He just had that personality that just kind of brightened the whole room as soon as he came in. Everything was not too serious for Kyle. You know, he if it was serious, he was serious, but he really wanted things to be lighthearted, and he wanted to make other people smile and make other people happy. And it didn't matter what was going on in his world. If he could make your day better, he would. He was the kid that would give you his last $5 and never tell you he only had $5. And he was that way with everybody. It didn't matter who you were or what you had going on. He just loved you as you were and where you were, and just accepted it and brought you into his little circle pretty much. But he struggled a lot with his own mental health, and he wouldn't talk about it a whole lot. And when things would get bad, we did try to get help, and reach out to the right places, you know. And so we did several avenues of things to help him over 2 or 3 years' time. And he was in a really good place. Things were going well. He had a new job he liked. He was, you know, still had some struggles and still some things to work through, as, you know, a 19-year-old kid does. But he seemed to be pretty solid.
When did you first notice that there were any issues as far as mental health? Was it when he was younger, a little boy?
Not so much when he was a little boy. So a little bit of backstory. When Kyle was 7, we also lost his dad to suicide as well. So for our family, this is a double personal impact. And so he, you know, struggled with that as any kid would. And we were always very honest about what happened and the things that got us to that point, as much as I could be with young children. Everybody, all the counselors and therapists told me that, you know, if you're not honest with them, then it's going to impact them differently later. So we were always up front. We always talked about the things and tried to handle it the best we could. So it was kind of already a layer of paying attention to those things in our household. But that doesn't mean you always get it right, because parenting is a little bit trial and error. And I really didn't notice a lot when he was younger. It really wasn't until he was probably about 15 that he was really acting out a lot. And for seemingly no substantial reasons. And I have learned since then that in that age group from about 13 to 16, girls tend to get counselors and boys tend to get juvenile probation officers, because their mental health comes out differently. For boys, it's more aggressive and more bad behavior and just risky choices. Girls, it can be, but it's typically more emotional, so we notice it a little faster. With boys, we don't so much. And so at 15 and 16, he was really having some behavior issues. And eventually, we did end up with a juvenile probation officer. And as bad as this sounds to some people, that was actually a really big blessing for us, because we were fortunate enough to have a gentleman who knew the difference, who cared about the kids that came through his office, who worked diligently to make sure that they had the things they needed, not just consequences for their behaviors. And so we got counselors because of that. We ended up with 2 or 3 trips to the hospital for some, you know, not really extended period stays, but given how mental health is addressed typically, kind of extended periods. Typically it's we want you in and out in 3 to 5 days. And so with Kyle, that wasn't going to work, because he really didn't realize that his struggle was the level it was. I think it was a little bit of, I don't want it to be, and a little bit of, that's not me. And so it kind of took some time to kind of let him realize on his own that, you know, I've got to work on some things. But as I said, having the JPO turned out to be a gift for us in some ways, because that got somebody else in his world that he would listen to a little differently than parents and siblings.
And Rebecca, what we're really looking at the root of it is trauma.
Absolutely.
So trauma happened at 7 years old when he lost his father.
Yep.
And childhood trauma impacts us in a way that we don't understand as children. And as we grow older, if we survive it, then we look back and maybe we can uncover and say, okay, this is the root cause of the issues. And there is a cycle to the trauma. And just as his father took his life, it led to other trauma to another person's life. And I think it's a great opportunity now to talk to those who may be thinking about taking their life at that point, that there is a cycle. And it's not just you. You can't leave alone. You're going to take people with you because of what you're doing. And it's not to say that the person's pain is not valid, that they're not in a struggle that is overwhelming, but they have to consider the impact it will have, not just for them, but even generationally, that it can create a cycle in families.
It really can. And we since have learned, well, and especially since his dad, but we also learned that genetics played a role into Kyle's situation as well. And so you kind of have to know those things. It's important for families to talk about those things. Because if you don't realize that this has been through two or three generations, even though we talk about it differently now, we look at it differently now, and we've made progress in how we handle it, it's still, for a lot of families and a lot of situations, it's things that we still don't talk about. We don't share that, grandpa struggled with this particular vice, or, grandma had this bad habit of doing whatever. We just kind of try to keep it quiet. And I'm not saying you should go broadcast it to the whole world, because it's your family situation, but you need to be honest with yourselves of, these are the things that are happening in our family, and there must be some reason somewhere. Because then when you know that the genetics are a factor, and then you add in something like a childhood trauma that multiplies that, it has effects you don't really understand until later. And it has effects you don't see coming a lot of time. And it is very much, it is a one person action to take your life, but it is not a one person impact. And I think that is the thing I have learned that's been the most helpful for me with having lost two family members now to suicide, is we have this preconceived idea of that it's just a totally selfish act. And rarely is it. Rarely is it, because with talking to people that have attempted, or family members of other people that have taken their lives, talking to other survivors, just across the board conversations, it rarely are they thinking about themselves. They think that they are a problem for the people that care about them. And that's just never the case. The people that love you, and they're going to show up. They're going to dig deep with you, and they're going to reach out to you. And if somebody doesn't have somebody in their world to do that, that's what we're for. That's why we started the Kyle Jones Foundation, is to be the people that are willing to walk with you and help you find the resources that you need and help you find the connections. One of the things that we offer is helping with co-pays and helping you find a counselor that fits what you need. We've been working on starting to build kind of a list of what's available in our area. We've started in Lauderdale County because that's where we all live. The hope is to kind of keep reaching out county to county, but we're starting with, which counselors help which age group and which particular areas of mental health, because you can't just Google and find that. It is just not easy to do. And so we're trying to work to get all of that in one place, to where a mom, if she knows that her 16-year-old is struggling with some particular thing, she can just go look and find, these folks deal with 16-year-olds. These folks deal with abuse. These folks deal with, whichever thing you need, so that you don't feel so lost. Because whether you're the person with the mental health struggle or the person who loves the person with the mental health struggle, it's so hard to find the right kind of resources and the right kind of help in our area. And it really is a statewide issue, but Lauderdale County seems to have an exceptionally high number based on the state average and the national average. Lauderdale County is well above that. In Lauderdale County, between the ages of, I believe it was 11 and 24, we got a lot of statistics. And when we looked at those numbers for teenagers in particular, every 3 days, a teenager has a documented mental health crisis that goes through the emergency system. That's not counting walked into a doctor's office, walked into an ER on their own, sought out help from a family member, friend, whomever. That is just what went through emergency services. A mental health crisis every 3 days and a suicide attempt every 3 weeks for 2024. The 2025 numbers from January to July, and we'll get new ones at the end of the year, but the January to July numbers had us on course to double that in 2025 versus 2024. And one kid lost is too many. But when one county with the population that we have is losing that rate of children, we've got to find a way to help them better and help their families better and not be quiet about it and not be judgmental about it. We all have things we don't want the whole world to know, but getting help shouldn't be one of them.
And one of the things, Rebecca, I think about is the fact that these numbers probably did not mean as much to you until you lost your son. And there are people out there listening right now who have not been impacted by suicide. And so when you say the numbers sounds bad, but it's not impacting them in the way that it impacts you. And so your mission, your effort is to really bring that home, because one day they will care about those numbers if they lose someone that's very close to them.
Absolutely. Because every single one of those numbers was somebody's somebody. It was somebody's child, grandchild, friend, cousin, niece, nephew. Pick a label, pick a connection, but every one of those numbers is somebody's somebody.
And we're trying to catch them before that happens.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be on the preventative side and not the post-treatment side.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Rebecca Jones. We are at Coronation doing this interview. Glad to have Rebecca with me as we talk about the Kyle Jones Foundation based in Lauderdale County. It's an effort to try to help save lives. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. It's my privilege right now to have Rebecca Jones with me from Lauderdale County as we share about the Kyle Jones Foundation. Welcome back to the show, Rebecca.
Thanks.
I'm sorry for your loss and what you're experiencing. I'm sorry that this has impacted you so much, but I'm thankful that you have stepped up because sometimes when these things happen, it causes us to go further into a darker place rather than open up to other families and other opportunities to help people. And you've decided through this pain, through this tragedy, to step outside and say, okay, I don't want this to happen to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And that is the Kyle Jones Foundation.
Yes.
What do you think, and it's hard to answer this, but what do you think Kyle would think about you doing this in his honor?
Honestly, Kyle would probably say, Mom, really, everybody doesn't want to know my name. But Kyle was the kid that wanted to help anybody that needed help. So he would look at it and go, okay. Okay, so if what I went through helps one more person, that's okay. He would find a little bit of humor in the fact that his name has literally made it all the way across the country at this point. Because we do have some connections in California and even in New York of people that are friendly connections that are very encouraging and have shared things that have worked in their areas and those kind of things, which has been very beneficial because we are on a steep learning curve of trying to do this on our own, you know, from scratch, basically. He would also find it very amusing that his name has even been on a couple of race cars. And he was all about some race cars and vehicles. So that would be a little bit of humor for him. He would think that was pretty cool. Every year we do 2 years now. So for the last 2 years, we've done one of our main fundraisers is a car show, because that was just Kyle's personality. And so we don't call it a actual car show. We call it an all vehicle show, because if Kyle could drive it, he was going to drive it. It didn't matter, you know, what it looked like or what kind of shape it was in. He just, from even little bitty, you know, with bicycles and dirt bikes, and if he could ride it, he was going to try. So we do an all vehicle show. We even have a category for a Kyle Jones Award, which is our judges look and say, okay, yeah, Kyle would think that was pretty funny or neat or just something that reminds them of Kyle. And they just pick out one of the vehicles, and that's the Kyle Jones Award, versus things that are, you know, a lot of car shows are very high end, high dollar. A lot of people put a lot of effort into them vehicles, and we want those. We want them all. But Kyle was a kid that appreciated all of the vehicles. So we just kind of, we do that as a little bit of his personality brought to life. And we've had a lot of fun with that. We've met some really interesting people. He would think that was really cool that all these folks are bringing their vehicles because of him. I'd like to think that he would be really proud in general. That so many people have seen his name in his face and said, I want to help change the world. I certainly am thankful that so many people have stepped up and said, hey, we want to come alongside you guys and help. And, you know, whether that's just encouragement or sharing social media posts or donating dollars or time or any of it, like, we are thankful for every ounce of it. And I know that he would be too.
And it's a good opportunity now to mention Tiffany Ingram.
Yes.
Who mentioned to you about coming on the show.
Absolutely.
And there are people out there like that who are thinking, front of mind awareness, the Kyle Jones Foundation, what can I do?
Yes.
For those listening right now who want to help, what are some things that you need from people to help take this to the next level?
Well, as with any cause that tries to cover a lot of ground, there's always a monetary factor. And we work really hard with applying for grants and funding that is already out there floating out in the world just waiting for people to find. We do a lot of research to try to find those. But locally, I have learned that the more that people are invested, the better impact we have. So, you know, obviously donations, connections to other mental health groups, to mental health providers, just being able to build that list that I was talking about for families to find, you know, it's really hard to gather all that information on our own. So if it comes to us, whether that's, hey, my kid goes to this counselor and we really like them because, just that message sent through any of our social media accounts or our email or website or anything helps us build that database for families to have. We've been working on trying to put resource tables on local high schools, campuses, just where kids can walk by and just pick up. We have just little freebie things they can pick up just to kind of have a little reminder that somebody cares about them. There's some little bracelets and pins and different things that they can just take with them, just because when they're stressed out, you know, they can just reach over and touch that thing and remember somebody cares. And then there's also information about how we can help them on those tables. And so we have the support of the Board of Education for that. So if we can have a teacher or a volunteer or somebody at each campus that could kind of help monitor that and let us know how that's working would be really helpful. We do have a gala coming up in December. Tickets for that are available online. Those kind of functions help us put those resources on campus. We also are working on looking at how to start a parent support group for parents that have lost their children, but especially parents that have lost their children to suicide. So we're looking at a space for that and folks that would help kind of facilitate that. We do have a local counselor that has volunteered to help out with that some, just like a once a month, you know, just something where parents can go to not feel alone. There's all kinds of just little ways that people can help. And like I said, literally something as simple as just sharing our social media stuff, following us to see what we're doing. We also do a third Thursday every month. And what it is once a month, we open up pool tables and pull out board games and that kind of thing at the break room in Rogersville. It's right behind McDonald's. And we cover all the cost as the foundation. We bring in food and snacks and drinks, and we just give kids somewhere to go and hang out for 3 or 4 hours where it is a safe environment, where parents know that, you know, their kid's in a place where they're being loved on and cared about, just somewhere for kids to come hang out with no stress, no cost, no muss, no fuss, I guess is the best way to put that.
A safe place for them to go and just enjoy themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. Just somewhere that there's no pressure, you know, and people that care what they're going through.
When we think about what you're doing right now with this effort, the reward may not come in a way that you would hope, because if somebody's struggling, you know it. When they're better, they go on and do their normal thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to continue to hear necessarily great stories.
Right.
You just have to work knowing that what you're doing is helping, because it's not an immediate reward. It's a long, very long term. You're talking about what Kyle went through from 7 years old to 19 years old, and you've got a span of 12 years that passed there that led to that point. Mm-hmm. And somebody that's experiencing this as a teenager, it may be 20 years from now that something clicks. They didn't take their life. They saw hope in life, but you may never hear about that. No. You just have to understand that what you're doing is setting the tone for their future, and understand that in Kyle's honor, you are saving lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, we said from the very beginning when we decided to do this that if we just help one kid, if just one kid says, no, I'm not going this route, I'm going to reach out and get help and I'm going to move forward, then it's worth all the amount of effort and all the amount of work. And thankfully, we have gotten feedback from multiple families now that because of us talking so openly, or because somebody knew we were out there and they could let us know. One kid reached out and let us know that his friend was struggling, and we were able to contact the adults in that child's life and say, hey, I don't know this kid, but I know you do. And just kind of that trickle effect,
mm-hmm.
You know, and thankfully those good reports have gotten back to us, and we are incredibly grateful for those. But we know that we'll never hear about the majority of them. And frankly, it's that no news is good news for me, because if I don't hear about a kid who took his life, then I know that somebody has had another accomplishment in their mental health walk, whether it's because of us or because of other groups. It doesn't matter. They got the help they needed. And if we had any little part in that, it's worth all the work.
And Rebecca, how do you take care of yourself emotionally?
Well, that's a little trickier, honestly, because I spend my time and my effort worrying about everybody else. And so I really have to make time and I have to think about and focus on myself sometimes. And that's very hard for me. But I do have a good support system and some friends that are in my life that make sure that I do that. They call me on it when I'm kind of letting myself get a little too far one direction. They'll call me out and kind of pull me back in. And I think that's important. You know, we all need those people. And so for me, a lot of times it's just connecting with my people in my life that matter, that remind me why I do what I do. I do have some friends that are counselors that they kind of, they know when to pour good in. You know, they kind of see the signs before the people do, but it's a little bit of across the board. I don't have one particular thing that works for me, but just watching other people is really, that's really kind of my medicine, is seeing the good from other people and what's going on in their world. So knowing that we do get those good reports, or knowing that my friends look and go, hey, I see what you're doing and I see that you're changing lives. Like that's, for me, that's the best thing.
How can people lock arms with you in this effort, Rebecca?
So we can be found on Facebook, Instagram. We've recently started a TikTok, since that seems to be where everybody is paying attention. So we're still kind of learning that one a little bit. It's just the Kyle Jones Foundation is how we're found on all social media platforms that we're on. We do have a website, kylejonesfoundation.org. We are a licensed 501c3, so you can find us through the database there under Kyle Jones Foundation. We have a constantly monitored email and messaging on Instagram and Facebook. There's multiple of us that have access to that, so if it's something urgent, you know, you can usually find somebody pretty quickly. But we're pretty easy to find. You just reach out and we'll figure out how we can all work together.
Rebecca, I want to say thank you for joining me here today to share about the Kyle Jones Foundation and this effort, which obviously it's a reminder that from heartbreak can come compassion, and from loss comes a legacy, and that legacy is Kyle's. And you're carrying that torch for Kyle, and lives are going to be saved because of it. And we want people to go to KyleJonesFoundation.org. When is the gala?
It is December the 12th. It is at the Chadwick Foundation in Florence, Alabama. They are actually another nonprofit that partnered with us to help be able to do this. And then we have some sponsors that are helping make it all come together. But it's just going to be not a fun. You know, we're going to kind of take some of the pressure off of what we do that is so heart heavy sometimes, and we're just going to have fun. We have Coffee Black is coming to perform. They are a jazz band that is a lot of fun. So if you like to dance or just like to eat well, this is your place to be. And all of the profit goes directly into the foundation. We've had our donations and setup donated by Mimi's Decor. Jill Sweet Memories is helping keep the cost of catering down. Like, everybody has really pitched in to make sure that all the money that comes in, the overwhelming percentage would go straight into the foundation to be able to do more things.
And people can get tickets at the KyleJonesFoundation.org, or is there somewhere else they need to go?
They are absolutely available on the website. You just click a link and it takes you right to Zephy to purchase directly, and it'll come right into your email.
What time does it start on the 12th?
At 7.
All right, folks, you have an opportunity to support the Kyle Jones Foundation through that gala on December the 12th. You can go to KyleJonesFoundation.org. Again, thank you, Rebecca Jones, for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. I'm
Jacobson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi. When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.